I'm Lauren.
I'm Adioti.
And this is Can't Handle It,
where we put it all out there in the lens of two mamas
just trying to make it all work. All right. Hello. Hello. Welcome back, dear friend.
Yes.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too, girl.
These chats are just, they give me a minute, you know?
Yeah. A minute's nice these days. Yeah. I mean, I could use more, but we'll take what we can get. Let's not be selfish.
Right. No kidding. Oh my God. Well, how are you? How has the week been? We can do a little catch up before we get into our episode. How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. Lots of thankfuls. I'm hanging in there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fighting the good fight. So what? Yeah.
You're doing it. I feel like that's where we're all at. And, you know, it's like all of the things can coexist. We can be really grateful and like really exhausted all at the same time.
Exhaustion. I think need to figure out some different ways to describe it, because exhaustion just doesn't quite sum it up.
Get to the depth of it.
Mm-mm, not so much, but you know, that'll be my homework for next week.
There you go. Come up with some creative language.
Exactly.
I love it.
Colorful, creative language.
Huh? I love it. Yeah. Awesome. We're doing it. Yeah, I'm coming off of a week of solo parenting.
Yeah.
And I just, to the single parents, I'm stuttering thinking about it. To the single parents, I don't know how you do it. And I feel like you could run the world because
easily.
I don't know how, like, I did it for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it was too much. And I was like, I'm good. I'm so good. I did it. I
guess that makes
it,
you
and
thankful,
I don't want to do it again.
Right. Thankful. There are some thankful.
So thankful. Oh my gosh.
Hobby.
So thankful. So when he came home, this is just, I mean, I feel like every mom that I know for the most part feels this way, where it's like we get so caught up in the busyness and the craziness of the day to day that sometimes we forget the help we do get from our partners. Like, I complain a lot, and bless Andrew's heart.
Yeah.
I give him credit for the things he does do.
Yeah.
And I'm usually like, okay, but like I handle X, Y, and Z that you never even have to think about, right? Like, these things are just done. I say that they're fairies around the house. Things just magically show up, wipes and new clothes when she goes into a different size, blah, 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 all the things. Mm-hmm. And so then when he goes away, I'm like, I realize that there are things that he really does help me with. I need to be more aware of that when you're here rather than just getting so caught up in the rest. But it's hard.
I want to say easier said than done, but yes.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, we should definitely be aware of the of how our partners help us in this lovely process of parenthood. But it's so hard in the moment.
It's so hard.
When, you know, because ideally, you know, my partner would do everything the way I do it, right?
Yeah, that's my
Wouldn't
struggle
that
too.
Be easy? But then again, something to be said for that, right? Like, perhaps your way is not always the best way.
And right.
There are multiple ways. So get over yourself. You know, that's what I try to tell myself on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So anyways, yeah, he came back. And I was thanking my lucky stars, even just for the sake of, like, you know, going into the bathroom and not worrying that she's like terrorizing the living room or something, you know, like silly things like that, like waiting to hear the silence that inevitably comes before the hysterical cry from getting hurt or something like that. Like just knowing you have somebody else physically in the room
that's able
is really
to catch
helpful.
Things or not.
Obviously, he does more for me than that, but. That's just where my brain goes.
No, that's generally how it feels like taking that shower and leaving them alone. You're like, okay, you're listening for the screams.
Oh, I've never done that. I've never been able to do that because I, even when, so usually I shower at night. Right. Not that anybody needs to know this or cares, but I shower at night. He puts her down. And I do a lot of the daytime stuff. And so he puts her down at night. And so I go into the shower, even knowing that he has her in the chair on the other side of the wall. Right. I'm constantly like stopping the shower because I think I hear her crying.
100%. Same. It's not that I don't trust that he's able
to
hold her. Absolutely not. But the person who is with her for majority of the day, I know the things that set her off, or I know how to maybe calm her down a little easier.
Right.
And bless his heart, he tries to make it work and he's like, I'll comfort her. And I'm just like, it's very cute. But if we are in the throes of, it's getting ready for bed or like she's overtired
Meltdown city.
Try as you might, sir, you're not getting her down. You're not getting her to calm down.
It's so hard. One thing similar to that like I'm really not good. And this is just a character flaw of mine. Right. I am not good at doing like all of the run around and the pretend play and all. It's just not. I will sit and read to her all day long. I will sing and dance with her. I will do all of that stuff. But I struggle with that stuff. And I know that she really, like, I kept Loves trying it. And then she'd basically tell me I wasn't doing it right.
Oh.
And so I, like, having him home for those, like, 2 hours before dinner or whatever, they're running around and playing, it was like, oh, thank God you're back because I'm not good at that stuff.
Right. You're like, oh, okay. So you want me to, what?
Yeah. Blair's in a very bossy phase right now where she has no problem telling you exactly how you're doing something wrong.
Oh, love it.
No matter what it is.
Love it. Yeah. No, I'm constantly told that I've said something the wrong way. I said railroad track. She said, no, mama, it's a train track. I said, listen, ma'am, it is the same thing. Okay. Okay.
Listen up. The fact that they're this small and they already want to like argue semantics with us. It's rich is what it is.
Fine. Okay. Fine. Do it.
Just incredible.
It's whatever you say it is at this point. I don't even, right? I have no, you pick your battles and this is not the one.
Oh my God. It's so true. It's so true. Well, along those lines, should we do our can't and then our can and get into the episode?
Okay.
What's your can't?
Oh, my can't. So my can't, and it's because, and I share this can't because it's fresh and it's, I'm still recovering.
You're feeling it.
From it is Target with a toddler. Like it's just a recipe for disaster. And I should say that she's very like, pretty much she listens for the most part, and comes when I ask her. But sometimes we want to throw, we want to walk in Target because I asked, silly me, I gave a choice. I said,
gave that option.
Want to walk or would you like to get in the cart? She says, I want to walk. And I say, oh yeah, great. What could go wrong? Absolutely everything. Okay. All right. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Everything. Because now there's no containment, right?
Right. We're off to the races.
We're off to the races. And the first everything thing we want to do, we want an Elsa dress.
Oh.
Why? Pray tell, do you want an Elsa dress? You've never even seen Frozen. You don't even know what that is. Okay.
But she needed it.
She needed it. Mm-hmm. And luckily I was able to convince her that they did not have her size.
Oh, man.
Okay. Because
she accepted that?
She accepted that.
Wow.
She accepted that. And then she's like, great. Oh, well, can I see some toys? I'm like, because we had to make a return. This was the purpose to this.
Okay.
So instead of going to the toy section, I was like, let's go make this return. And so and then I start singing Barney, like, I love you, you love me. And then she's singing
distract.
Exactly. Distract. And that was fine. And I was able to get to the return section and I found like a little dollar bin dinosaur.
Oh, so smart.
And and it was a wrap. So that was my key.
Veteran move.
I will do it again. But it wasn't enjoyable.
So good.
What is my can? My can is nap time. We're still napping and I'm loving it and I live for it. So come on, naps. Of course, now that I've said it, they will immediately cease. So
yeah, you got to be careful about that. Yeah. I was just literally just texting my mom about that last night because B has been taking an hour to sometimes an hour and a half to go down at night. And she's like, I really think you need to drop the naps. And I'm like, but what? Like, I could show you my text. I sent like four in a row. Like, how do you survive? When do you get work done? What do you do with that time? Like, how do I make it to the end of the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
I mean, where I'm trying to go for the natural dropping.
Yeah.
She'll drop her on her own ish. We'll see. I don't know. Plan it. We're just going to go day by day.
It's rough, dude. It's rough. And it's so tricky with the timing because it's like if you do something too early, then it messes them up. If you go too late, then they're overtired. It's just.
Listen.
Yeah.
We survived. And apparently, according to my parents, I never napped. I'm like, the lies you guys tell. You can't, like, there's no way. I'm just, there's nice. Absolutely no way. I had to have napped at some point.
Oh my God. Brutal. Brutal.
Seriously.
Oh my God. Good Lord. Well, my can't is just that, yeah, I'm getting bossed every single day, all day long. And I know it's just a phase and a season. And it's like, I don't know if you guys go through this. I feel like most kiddos do, but we'll go through phases of like 2 months where it's not that she misbehaves. She's a good kid and she does try to listen and all that, but
they're
it's
all good
just,
kids, yeah.
Yeah, she just wants to argue me and fight me on every single thing. And everything is kind of not a meltdown battle.
Yeah.
But I like, she wants to push back on everything right now. And I told my mom one thing that I wish there was like a parenting class about before you have a baby that goes along with like your birthing class is how to prepare to have to emotionally regulate yourself so that you're, because that's what's exhausting me these days is I don't want to flip out when she's flipping out. And the amount of patience you have to will into existence as they are having these issues all day, every day. I'm like, nobody prepared me for that. And so by the end of the day,
No one could. Lauren, no one could. You know,
I feel like I would have at least, like, maybe there could have been some breathing techniques or some shit someone could have taught me.
No. Want to know what? People need to teach us how to do that on our own, independently of children, like far before we get to this point. So that.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I needed time well ahead.
No.
Actually.
Not in preparation for a child.
Oh, just in general.
Just in general.
No, I
and
agree.
For myself, in my own person, I should have had these regulation skills very, very early on. And somehow
agreed.
It's, oops, guess I don't have them. Guess I'll have to learn them. So sad. Better luck next time.
Yeah, just the exhaustion that comes with trying to keep calm all day. While she's having her meltdowns, I'm like, my energy level is just, it's fairly low these days, fairly low. What's your can?
Oh, I said my can. My can is naps. Sorry.
Oh, you said your can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Went back to back.
Love it. My can is we're actually, so in April, we were supposed to go to Hawaii with my in-laws. To celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary and we had to cancel and it got rescheduled. And so we leave next week and I'm like, I've been in such denial that it's actually happening that I literally am like, what do I do? Like, I'm not ready at all.
Like maybe are the suitcases in view?
I mean, they're in the garage. Like that. Oh,
that
is
not
fine.
In view, ma'am.
They're like, they're there. I know where they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I tried to go find a couple things this weekend that we need. And like, I couldn't find anything that I need. It's just like, fuck me. You know, like this is a wonderful thing and I'm so excited and I'm so looking forward to it. It's just hilarious because I feel like the, and this actually leads into our episode kind of nicely. Like, I feel like the old me would have literally had, I keep saying literally, but I really, really mean it, like actually physically. I literally would have had the bags packed and ready to go like 2 weeks ago. And I'm just not that person anymore.
You can't be.
I can't be. I don't have a choice.
Try as you might, it's just not going to happen, period.
It's yeah, I really want it to, but that's where we're at. So in light of that, the episode today is, what would you say to your younger self? What would you say to her? I'm going to let you start this off because this topic was your idea. I think it's such a fun one. I'm going to let you kick it off.
You know, if we think about it, it's like, how were you as a younger self? Like, what was the younger version of you like? I don't know. I mean, a person who, you know, I felt like, and this is just my personality type. Like I like to know that things are within my control, right? And
oh my God, yeah.
If not, though, I've been able to adjust and adapt and so I guess, I don't know. I would, because that's still kind of stayed the same. I'd probably say, so I saw this actually the other day. It was on Instagram, and it says, it said, the words you say to yourself become what you believe. So choose your words carefully.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That I think would probably be what I'd do, because as that person who, you know, likes order and, you know, wants that control of situations, and then when it doesn't happen, then I'm hard on myself. I would probably say, hey, give yourself grace. Like, it's all good. You know, it'll work out one way or another, you know?
Right.
I think that's probably a big one. And as I try to figure out how I want my daughter to, you know, go through life, I think that's a big thing. It's not just what you're saying out loud. It's definitely your inner voice too. Like, don't beat up on yourself so much. I think I did a whole lot of that.
Have something similar down.
I did a whole lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your inner voice is just as powerful as your outer voice. And it's just as powerful as someone else saying, you know, things to you.
Yeah, but you can't get away from it either.
At least
when other people are coming down on you for something, there's got to be an end to it. It's finite in some ways.
Right, right.
But if
you can't escape yourself, yeah.
Right.
Right. You can't. You will find you. yeah, so I think that's what I would start with. And obviously they're the obvious ones. Well, not obvious ones. But given like my name, I would say your name is actually beautiful. It didn't have to be, you know, a more traditional American name, you know. Yeah. Your name is beautiful and your name fits you and it's for you and it will get you through this life beautifully. Things like that.
Yeah. Was that something that was really challenging growing up?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Just being, I mean, different as a kid. And so I would say like elementary school is probably, and middle school is like probably the worst.
Yeah. Kids are terrible.
Kids are just awful at that point. Brutal. Yeah. Yeah. They're taking everything they learn at home and they're trying it out at school. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a difficult one. Or even elementary school, when a teacher says your name and it kind of gets butchered and you're just sitting there like, okay, I trying to make yourself small so that you don't make a big stink because they've pronounced your name incorrectly and you kind of just let that go all these years.
Right.
Even up to college, I had a friend who, you know, met her the first day. She asked me what my name was. I told her and she goes, we'll call you Addie. And I said, okay. You know, at that point, you're just trying to get along. You don't want to make things difficult for anyone.
Word. Right.
And so I did it. And for a long time, I was Addie. Not for a long time, but for a portion of my life, I was Addie.
But not by choice.
But not by choice. And I didn't even think about that until Barack Obama. And, you know, his, how he famously spoke about, you know, going from Barry to Barack. And that, you know, that was like an aha moment. And then there, you know, you go, as you, as we all do, we go through things in life where it gets a little stressful, a little rocky. And I was able to call on my name, the meaning of my name, to kind of get me through it. And I'm like, well, daggone it. If I had just like harnessed all of that at an earlier age, wouldn't that have been amazing?
Do you mind sharing what the meaning is?
Oh, the, my name means the crown will never tarnish.
Ugh. Right? That just gave me the chills. That,
now imagine if a younger me was like, oh, crown will never tarnish, crown will never tarnish. You couldn't, you wouldn't have been able to tell me anything.
The power that that holds, like seriously.
Exactly. Wow. But you also find your power when you need it most, yeah, right? You
that's
don't,
true.
You know, it doesn't always have to be right there. You have it in different ways and you'll harness it or come into your power eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's well, thank you for sharing that. Sorry, I didn't mean to I didn't mean to pry or take us in a, you know, off track, but I just wanted to know more about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
what would you tell your What would you tell your younger self?
Yeah, similarly, I mean, I'm just learning right now. I'm in this moment that I know it's kind of, I feel like this year, this whole year has kind of been an out of body experience for me, to be totally honest, because I feel like I'm finally figuring out like who I actually am or who I want to be. And so a lot of when you mentioned this and when I was making my notes, like most of it is like, stop doing this, stop doing that, stop doing this, stop doing that. Because I just felt like most of my life up until the last couple years, I was really living for the people around me more than I was living for myself. And I think that there's a time and a place for that, but it shouldn't be your identity.
Constantly.
Like that shouldn't be who you are all the time. And the interesting thing that I've, you know, kind of experience this year is that now that I am starting to actually do and be and say, you know, some of who I really want to be, or, you know, trying to kind of carve that out for myself, I've been met with a lot of resistance.
Yes. Preach.
100%. So much resistance. I've lost, some of my nearest and dearest friends that just couldn't hang.
Right.
And I wish that, like, one of the things I wrote down is just like, be more open to things changing. Like, change doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Right.
And I think that I always did view it as this big, scary, like, even if it was a good change, like, I was always very intimidated by it. And, now I realize that, and I feel like it's allowed me to give the people in my life way more grace too, just because I'm not putting nearly as much pressure on myself.
Yes.
And I'm able to then kind of give that to other people too. And kind of what you were saying about the inner voice versus, you know, what's going on around you or maybe how you engage with other people. I think that realizing that I was worth the things that I was willing to give to other people.
You're
that worthy changed to receive everything for me. Like my voice, the things that I say to my friends and my family and the people that I love, or even my students, right?
Right.
Like the way that I pumped everybody up all the time and was there for them and comforted them or did whatever, I did not do that for myself.
Yeah. You need to be your own hype woman. Like, hello. Right. You know, bigger supporter. See, this is what, and we've talked about this. You and I are the same.
I know.
We're the same person.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's just what it is.
In case you guys didn't know, we are, just so you know.
Yeah. We were separated cut from the same cloth. So, do you feel like being a mom has forced that shift.
1,000%.
Yeah. As I will say that that's been the case for me. Being a mom has forced me to be more selfish, I guess. Right.
Yes. Because I realized in a lot of the relationships that I was in, or, you know, even when I made the decision to take a break from teaching, like it became so instantly clear to me that I would be damned if she grew up to feel the way I was feeling in that moment.
Right.
And I was just like, this stops now. This stops now. Nope. Mm-hmm. Done.
Well, they see it. They can see it. They sense your energy.
Yep.
Second, it affects how you show up for them.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting shift, and I guess needed to happen at some point. Yeah. I mean, setting up those healthy boundaries for folks.
Boundaries are honestly one of my favorite things in the world. And I didn't learn how to enforce any until this year.
Same. Mm-hmm. Very much. Yep. Same. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I think it seemed scarier prior to now.
Yeah.
But you set those boundaries and people are like, okay, cool. I'm like, really? Right. So you all are okay with this? Like, what was I thinking?
Should
have been setting boundaries for years.
Right. The buildup.
Yeah. It's
I mean, it's this whole game of life, right? It's like, I just think we get so, those of us that are type A, go-getter, making to-do, right? Like, we operate, or at least I've always operated basically feeling like my life is already done because I've already planned it out, because I know how it's going to go, because I've made the decisions or I've made the list or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is the first year where I'm like, oh, like things could be different. Yeah. Like, oh, let's lean into that a little bit.
Yeah. Or things. Yeah. When things don't go to plan, or like you were talking about change was a big one for me. Like my younger self would have just stuck to the script.
Yeah. Same.
That's it. We're just going to stick to the script.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No matter what. I mean, things might get difficult within that, but we're going to stick to the script and that'll, you know, that's that control portion, right? Like there it is. But yeah, no, I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's two things. I think it's the control. And one thing that I've actually, because now I'm a person that's annoying that says things like, my therapist said, or I talked about this in therapy, but I'm one of those people now. I'm forever changed. One of the last appointments I had, we actually talked about exactly this. And I think it's the comfortability aspect of knowing what we've decided we want it to look like. And we've already we have that image. We can see it.
Yep.
I also think, though, that it goes a little bit beyond that to, how do I want to phrase this? Like, it's it was right on the tip of my tongue, and I feel like I lost it.
Oh, do you have mom brain?
Because that's what I do all day, every day. It's the comfortability piece. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing I was going to say? It was like really good too.
You're going to remember as we finish.
I am going to remember. I'm going to remember at like 2 a.m.
No.
I need to remember right now. The comfortability piece and it's gone. So I'm going to cut out that last part. So I had another one, and because I'm a mother and I'm exhausted, I can't seem to remember what else I was going to say, but it's going to come back to me as we keep talking, and then I'll jump in annoyingly and interrupt.
Yes,
I got it.
Here we go.
I got it. The other thing, and I am confident that you are going to nod in agreement. Okay. The other thing is feeling like I always had to prove that I could do it, prove everybody wrong. And it wasn't like a chip on the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
It was simply like, if you didn't 100% believe that I could do it, whatever it was, I was going to do it 10 times over. Like, that's just what it was.
Yeah.
And that became my identity. And no one can do that. Like, we can't sustain that.
Yeah, that's no. Short answer, no. It's not sustainable.
What's another one of yours?
Let's see.
I had some silly ones. Don't wear the platform sneakers. And they're back now. They're back in style.
Which is hilarious. Which ones are you talking about? Like
like any of this, like just the tennis shoes now that have a bunch, like are platformed, broke my ankle when I was in like fifth grade because of those. Don't wear the dumb platforms, Lauren. You're clumsy.
No. You know what I would tell myself? Save your clothes because it's going to come back and then you might like it. And now you have to buy it again. So annoying.
It's so annoying.
Well, yep. Not that it
literally
would,
everything we wore in like middle school and high school is back right now.
It's back.
Everything.
It's back. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. You know, just
sorry.
That's where we're at. Like, thank you, life. Like, here we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else did I tell myself? Oh, that one blemish on your face is nothing. Ugh. Like, get over it. Your skin's not, there's no perfect, you know, skin. That's not a thing. Like it's fiction. Okay. Mm. These supermodels or whatever, even their faces aren't perfect. Get over it.
I want to see, I've actually thought about like that topic. Mm-hmm. I want to see if we can get somebody on that is some, you know, either someone that does editing or someone that is a part of that world to come on and speak to this because it is wild. Like, and I love that a lot of, celebs have actually started like demanding that they're not retouched in shoots.
Right.
Because it has created, I mean, obviously, as millennial women, hello.
The body dysmorphia of it all. And I think we have an episode in the on the list there. So
We do. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. We do for sure.
We're gonna have to talk about that.
I mean, it's hard. We grew up in the age of like look at Barbie. Like what?
Oh, yeah. What was Kate Moss famous for saying? Oh, nothing tastes as good as skinny heels. Uh-huh.
And that's enough. So for me, that was always a can't relate. But like, yeah, here you are. So that's another topic entirely in how difficult it was to like try to live up to Kate Moss standards as an African woman. Like that isn't happening. No, we're two different body types, and I wish I could have embraced my body for the curves and things I had. And I didn't because I wanted to be, you know, skinny. What is skinny? Right. Like what? I would have said that. Stop worrying about your weight. Stop letting that hold you back. Stop letting what you think you look like hold you back. Because I see some of these pictures. I can remember feeling like, ooh, I wasn't pretty enough at that time or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, you are banging. Like,
you were rocking.
You were giving everything.
I know.
And now I'm like, if I could just go back and tell that girl who was worried about that silly thing that, you know, forget what society tells you you're supposed to look like. You look great.
Yeah. Well, and I know I'm not alone in this. I'm so glad that now we have more inclusivity in terms of just any kind of messaging, whether it's a magazine ad, an ad on Instagram or whatever. Like we're not seeing the culture has shifted a lot in that way. It's not, we still have a long way to go, but for our girls, they are not going to experience that the same way that we did. And I'm really grateful for that.
You know, and it's interesting too, though, you know, because I'm from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder, though, I feel like it would be different if I lived there than
you think
it is here. It might be a little bit. I don't know, though, because I'm not doing it. So I don't know. I always wonder about that, too. Because depending on where you are, that shapes everything.
Totally. Right?
I mean, if we were in Southern California, I'm sure that would be a different experience.
Right.
Who's to know?
Let's see. What else do I have? I have do more things for fun, like for no other reason than just for fun. I took myself so seriously as a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult. Like I Never. I think that part of the reason why I'm in this, I'm calling it like my renaissance, why I'm in my renaissance moment right now is because it's kind of the first time where I feel like my age matches how I feel on the inside.
Okay.
I never felt that way growing up. Like I always felt like, oh my God, like these, you know, these stupid kids that I'm, you know, around all the time. Why can't they be more mature? Like I just didn't live in that world.
Yeah.
But I wish that I would have just done some more dumb stuff because I didn't do any.
That's the same here. I was cautious too. I followed the rules, this, that, and the other.
I did not allow myself, and I still struggle with this. I am not allowed to make mistakes. Other people can. 100%. I can't.
And I can tell them that it's okay. They make mistakes too.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. But the second I make a mistake, it's you are a moron.
Yep.
Like why? Like how is that helpful?
Yep. So that was, that was another one.
We need, some, you know what we need to do?
Some fun stuff.
As the cautious duo that we are. And I say it, I'm going to take it right back after I say
it. I'm ready.
We need to go skydiving.
Oh.
Taking it back because I'm not doing that. Like,
I'm not. Nah,
I don't care.
I have no desire to jump out of a perfectly functioning plane. I just don't.
As luck would have it, I would have a heart attack. Just.
Yeah.
I would look out, heart attack.
There's no way. I mean, we would probably pass out and fall.
No,
like
it
wouldn't be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. It'd be a wrap. And then we'd be the cautious tail.
Yeah. There were days where like years ago where I, before I thought I needed to like go out and do crazy things like that. I think that's why I like getting tattoos, honestly.
I was going to say, you have tattoos. Yeah.
That's kind of my one little rebellious thing that I do. And I feel like it scratches that itch of making me feel like it's kind of bad, you know?
Well, I have a date scheduled with one of our close friends to get it. Well, we don't have a date set, but we would like to go get a second piercing.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
So that's my thing.
And that's a similar, that is the kind of thrill that you and I can handle.
I'm going to wear red today. Woo.
Right? She's not wearing black. Big deal. No, I mean, seriously, like these are this is the threshold that we have set for ourselves.
And that's, you know, and it's interesting though, that we're like that. And our daughters are kind of like, maybe, I mean, they're thrill seekers.
Oh yeah. Blair has zero caution.
And I'm like, okay, so you want to jump off of that? All right. Fantastic. I support you. And you know, it's fun. Oh, you want to pick that spider up. Ugh. Lovely.
Right.
That for you. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Having to support it because I'm not, I don't want to.
It feels so unnatural
into her, you know, into her. So I've got to pretend mommy has to be brave a lot.
Yeah. Right.
I'm constantly brave as I, you know, pick up this insect that I would never in a million years have picked up before. But now here I am. I've got to, like, what? Who am I?
You know? Oh my God. Yeah. Who am I? No, we're just trying to not pass on our flaws to our daughters, but it is a lot of work.
You know,
it is a lot of work.
It surely is, but we are present and doing it.
We're doing it. It's all you can do. It's all you can do. We're trying. Mm-hmm. One other thing that I put on my list. Oh, I think this was a Mel Robbins thing. I'm pretty sure. I love me some Mel Robbins. And she has this video that went viral of her saying, let them. And that her whole thing is her whole, like, it's, I don't want to say it's like a mantra for her, but kind of like that, where she said one day it kind of dawned on her that, like, if it matters in terms of how other people are engaging or behaving towards you. So it's, I guess it's not necessarily a like telling myself to do something differently, except for letting other people do what they're going to do and me not feeling like I needed to save it, fix it,
react in some,
react. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she talks about how if you have friends that want to bail, let them. If you have, on the other side of that, if you have friends that want to help you and be there for you,
let them
because sometimes that can be equally as hard.
Like, I know that's it is the one. Ask to let help happen.
Right.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
You too are worthy of it.
Right. Goodness. And just like letting people do what they're going to do and not feeling like it's on, like I always, and I still struggle with this. I feel like it's still on me to like be the conductor on the train, right? Like be the person controlling it all, even though it's not mine to control.
Let this be the season of first class tickets to relaxing on that train and, you know, not being conductor. How about that?
1,000%.
How about that?
Just letting it happen. Is she going to lay back down? Speaking of letting them be.
The babies.
She's looking for her binky. There is nothing more stressful for me than seeing her searching for her binky and not being able to find it.
Oh, good God. It's like, it's
did right she there. Find it? Oh, no. But she did lay back down. Real life, people. Real life.
Oh.
Was there anything else on your list?
No. I feel like that's...
Did we cover it?
Yeah, we kind of covered it. We had very similar lists there. What did I also say? I feel like... What'd you say?
She's singing the ABCs to herself. Can you hear that?
Oh, baby.
And with that, I think I have to hang up and go get her.
That's it. That is it. I love it. Yes. Sing those songs.
There we go. Thank you to everyone for listening. We hope that you take yourselves a little less seriously. Like we're trying to, as we have toddlers singing their heads off in their cribs.
Find us on Instagram. Let us know in the comments what some of the things you might have told yourself
or I would love cool to know see. what other people have to say about this. Yeah, leave it in the comments. Right. Or send us a DM and we'd love to read it off on the next one.
Get in the DMs.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
And thank you
to you, my dear friend. We will chat soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can't handle it. We're so glad you're here.
If you enjoyed listening, make sure you rate, review, and share with your friends.
Also, remember to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts so the episodes automatically download when they drop on Wednesday mornings.
See you next week.